Blog Talk Radio.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hoot and Holler. Don't know if we have sound because nobody's here and nobody's on the line. So I'm waiting for Bill to call. We will find out. You let me know if anyone's out there. Please let me know what's going on, and I hope Bill can get through. We will keep going here until then. I just want everyone to know I'm losing my mom. She's in a nursing home in hospice, and it's been pretty sad, so I had to go over there today. The nurse said her blood pressure is dropping, so I'm going to find out if we got a little sound here. Hey, Bill, welcome to the show. Hopefully we've got sound.
I can hear you.
All right, we got it. I was just telling folks that I had a call from the hospice nurse. My mom's in a nursing home, and she's going down pretty fast. So I don't know when I'm going to get the next phone call. So we're just, everybody's praying. And, you know, she's almost 97, and I think she's using her window close to her birthday to take off. It's real hard. So my sister and I have been, you know, commiserating and stuff, and we're going to have the chaplain going over there on Thursday. So it's kind of close, and it's sad, but it's, you know, your brain can wrap around it, but your heart never does. So it is. I'm going to welcome our guest. I know this person loves to talk in once in a while. Yes. Welcome to the show. So let her rip, Bill. I'll tell you, I got a lot to say about these clowns.
Why do we have the Logan Act if it's not enforceable?
Well, I don't think it was meant to be used. I don't even know who started it. It was, what, in the 1800s or something? But I got to research it. I just, look, everything they're doing is unconstitutional right now. I mean, I was on fire today, just absolutely livid.
Well, Linda, the reason they're so, you see their action, they are in desperation.
Yeah.
Their elite masters are putting the pressure on these bought and paid for politicians. You better do something. Trump's destroying our agenda we spent 100 years to build.
That's true.
It's like today they come out and they're complaining because he said the word lynching. I live here in southern Indiana. The last lynching we had was when the vigilante group went in and drug the Reno brothers out of the jail and took them out and lynched them. They were white.
You know what? I posted on part of our promo today. I don't know whether it's probably on episode info, and it's also on Facebook. If Adams and Jefferson were here today, they would be gathering nooses and taking them to Capitol Hill. These bastards need to hang. That shift, I mean, we're fucking same shift, different day. That's what he is. That man couldn't tell the truth if you put an AK-47 to his head. And neither can Pelosi, because you know who they listen to. They listen to Satan.
Well, look,
I hate them.
People who got their heads so far up Hillary Clinton's butt.
Right.
You know, and Hillary Clinton, the mother of liars. I mean, her whole history, look at it. She's never been nothing but a liar.
Even
and now her daughter's
father
coming
said
in
that.
Right behind her, another liar.
But you know what,
just,
Bill?
You know,
Chelsea Clinton has a lower IQ than Don Lemon Biden, and that's saying something. Come on. That thing couldn't run for office if she tried. Look what they've done to Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
You say that, Linda. Biden got elected. Maxine Waters got elected. What's the guy that can't even speak? He got elected.
It doesn't.
From Illinois.
It's not going to be. I know, but we're talking about the highest office here. Let me tell you something. The guy that's the incumbent, he will shred whoever goes up against him. And I don't care if it's Hildebeest or if it's Michelle the Sasquatch. I don't care who it is. He's going to eviscerate them with their own record. Because right now, Donald has nothing to lose. You know, look what they've done to him.
Linda, they don't want an election. They know. They know now.
They cannot beat him.
So they are.
I know.
They are trying.
It's not going
to
work.
They're damnedest to find another way. They got to take him out because we can't have an election.
It's not going to work, Bill. It's not. The Senate has already
said. Let's hope not. Let me tell you something. But I've seen a lot of things I thought there's no way in heck that'll happen, but it happened. Jimmy Carter got elected.
Yeah, but wait. Here's the deal. These guys, everything that they've tried, Bill, has gone south because I do believe God is on Trump's side. I really believe that with all my heart and soul.
Oh, I believe that.
So here's the deal. It's going to blow up in their faces. Bill Barr is going to take care of a lot of stuff. And if he doesn't, I swear I'll take him out myself. I mean, figuratively. But, you know, look, it's not going to work.
Well,
because
the Senate... Why hasn't Lindsey Graham used his power and stopped this crap?
Well, here's what's going to happen. Mitch McConnell has already...
Because it might implicate John McCain.
No.
Who gives a damn?
Lindsey's actually on our side right now because the idiot's already buried and gone to hell. McCain, we're speaking of. Okay. But Mitch McConnell is the head of the Senate. And we have the Senate. We do not have a Democrat majority in the Senate. Mitch McConnell has vowed to stop this in its tracks when it hits the floor. He says it will not happen. They are not going to remove this man. He's as much said so. There's no way they're going to do it. The only fly in the ointment is that idiot Mitwit or Mitt for Brains, whatever you want to call it, Willard the Rat. Look, I don't give a rat's behind about Willard the rich SOB who's jealous and a piece of crap Mormon.
I think Willard's going to get real quiet here after he got exposed for his other account. What was it? Something Delecto or some crap here? Delecto?
Yeah, something like that.
Which actually translates to being dumbass.
Do you remember what Tom Golden used to say to his son Ron about Glenn Beck at the time? Remember, he's a Mormon. Well, remember, Ron's a Mormon. I'm telling you, these people, this guy's a God complex just about as good as George Soros. So they might be on two different pages, but they're still New World Order schmucks. And Mitt Romney take his beautiful money and his $12 million mansion in La Jolla and go have some fun in the islands and just shut the hell up. Who cares what you think, Mitwit? You traitor, you're such a... Oh, he's such a piece of garbage. He's a piece of merit on any given day. I just can't stand these people. They make me tired.
And we've had all this stuff going on. I mean, just all over the world, crap happening. South Africa, they're killing the white farmers. Did you see what country is taking all these white farmers in?
No, I didn't. I've been kind of busy. Oh, wow.
Vladimir Putin is taking them in.
Well...
Now, you know, I
don't trust Putin either, but that's just me.
Well, yeah, because we've been ingrained not to trust the Russians. And I don't think we should trust any other country. We should do our own business and let them do theirs.
Right.
But,
China. They're a real threat.
Vladimir has been really quiet about all the world crap going on, basically because until Trump, Vladimir was the only thing holding their world agenda up. And now... He can't talk to Trump because if he does, the Democrats are going to claim this, that, you know. But it's so funny just when he does speak out, he's like, American citizens, don't give up your guns. Pope, you are not a man of God. You know, the things that are coming out of his mouth are things that should be coming out of our politicians' mouths, but they're not.
Here's what I think about Putin, because he's still running it. It's not a democracy and it's not a republic like ours. He still has the reins. He's probably stolen more money to enrich himself from his own people than I can even count. Probably worse than the Clintons.
But
if
he's
you can
not
believe
even
that.
Close to the Catholic Church and the money they have stolen from all over the world
throughout history.
The Catholic Church is by far the biggest thief in the history of the world.
Yeah, Putin has the idea that Russia is his and it's a sovereign nation. Now, I understand that. He's very self-serving, though. You've got to know that, Bill.
You know, I kind of have that idea about here. The United States is mine.
Right. I get it.
It's ours.
Every one of us
should have that feeling about this country. It is our country. I agree. It is not a country to be controlled by people who think the taxpayers and the other populace is nothing more than a tool to pad their pockets and their power. And that's what we've been facing for so long. That is the global agenda that they have been after. They want total control, not only of all the wealth, but all the everything. Population control. People, they're not worried about a few hundred people dying. Doesn't bother them. They want to get rid of 6-point-something billion people. So that's not a big effect to them unless it's them dying. Every time you turn around, this, that. Their climate scam was nothing more than a way to gain power and wealth. And you look at it, now we got two Democrat elected, I ain't going to call them senators, I don't know if they're senators or congressmen. It might be congressmen, but they're producing a bill for a global carbon, they want carbon tax.
Of course
they do. I tell the people, you need to look at who's invested in carbon exchanges and is standing to profit, because you're going to find Barack Obama and Al Gore right there at the top.
I do not believe that anyone in the Senate would take that up, and I'm certain that President Trump is not going to sign that nonsense. He knows that's a scam. He's talked about it. He's all about energy independence and drill, drill, drill. I don't care. The House does right now. We're going to get rid of them.
You hit something though, Linda. Ukraine, Pelosi's son, Biden's son, Schiff himself, Hillary, Obama are all invested in energy in the Ukraine, while at the same time trying to kill energy in the U.S. Folks,
to cripple
us. Common thing. We saw this in the late 30s when they outlawed hemp and marijuana because big plastic and big pharma could make more money if they got their competition out of the way. And that's what they did. Now we're seeing the same thing going on with our energy. They're trying to get the competition out of the way so they could profit. But yet,
look what it costs.
One of them wind turbines goes down and you got to get rid of it. Look what that cost. What is it, $356,000?
I know, but look, this is what I see with this Agenda 21 shit. This is what I see. This is not about profit for these people. They've got more money than God, these bastards. I mean, look at the Pelosi's and the Biden, all of them.
They're on a power thing. They actually think of themselves as semi-gods.
They're between
God and us. And many of them think they are God or above God. Slapping them down. I don't care if you're religious or not. You got to look at this whole last 3 years, and every time they've done something, God has slapped it right back at them. We're going to cast a spell on Trump. Halloween, all these witches are supposed to cast a spell on Trump. You dumb people, don't you know he knows the spell breaker?
Well, look, here, when you talk about the situation with this green energy nonsense, which is unreliable, what they're doing here in California, which I can tell you is just egregious, because they're using our Santa winds right now to shut off our power. They're sick. Oh, because we have fires. I mean, this is the most – if you want to see Venezuela and what these bastards want to turn the rest of the country into, look no further than California. These people are nuts.
It's not just the wind turbines. They say the wind and all this, but they're shutting off the power that's coming from the solar panels too. No,
they're not. They're shutting down the grid. Let me tell you what they're doing. They're shutting down the actual electrical grid. They're shutting off power to everybody's homes, whether you have frickin' solar or not, because they want to see how people are going to react. They want to take our power. They want to throw us back to the dark ages. This is their goal. This is Agenda 21 on steroids, and the model is California. Just look no further than this BS, and you make sure that your state does not go this way.
But this is where they're underestimating people, Linda.
I know.
I live in an area here. You've been here. I live in this area. We would have no problem. It might be rough, but we would survive if the electricity shut off. Wouldn't affect us that much. Most people burn firewood to heat. We can cook with wood. We got water running everywhere. Why aren't we building electrical hydroelectric systems?
I know.
Revamping the ones we got. Oh,
because of the
environment. Invest in profit off of those. You can't invest in profit off of those.
Well, no, they
That's
can't
the
control
whole point.
You.
They can't profit off of it.
They can't control you with that. That's why. It's about control. I'm telling you. It's you know, the underlings might want to get the money, but the ones with that are turning the screws, Bill, it's all about power. They could give a rat's behind about the profit. They don't care about that. They've already made theirs.
The global elitists that are pulling the strings, they control money anyway. They control all the money anyway. It ain't about the
right.
money. You're right. It is about power.
No,
it is about them having this
huge
self-gratification that I can do anything I want and I'm all powerful.
Yeah, and they will cripple your freedom like you've never seen before, and it's ugly. That's what I'm saying. If any of the founding people are here today, they would be gathering faces and going to Capitol Hill and doing a couple due process and start throwing them up against trees, man. I'm telling you, this is crap.
Oh, they just, and Linda, I'm going to tell you flat out, if they keep pushing, they're going to wish it was the founders that showed up before it's Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, well, I know that. And, well, they're going to wish it was the founders instead of the bikers and truckers and the patriots, because it's coming. If
you
they
know,
don't stop this.
You bring that up. In 2 weeks, 13 days, Chad and I and Joe and several others, a bunch of
them. Awesome.
We're headed to Lexington, Kentucky to hear our president talk.
Bitchin'.
And I've already been contacted by Brothers of the Road that there's going to be all kinds of bikers for Trump there.
Good.
And I got to tell you, these boys are itching to get a piece of Antifa.
I wish they'd get a piece of Pelosi.
They want these snot-nosed punks so bad.
I want Pelosi
today,
and Schiff face.
You know, we had a clash between Antifa and the Proud Boys in Portland, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Well, the Proud Boys are getting put in prison, but Antifa's letting them walk.
Of course they do. Yeah, because you got communists running that state, babe. You got communists running Portland and Seattle. You know
best,
that.
The best thing we could do is every conservative state should cut off all ties with Oregon, California,
Washington, all of it. I know. Hawaii,
Illinois,
New York,
cut off
Illinois.
All ties, because the rest of the country can run pretty damn well without those states. But those states can't run without the extra money they get from our states and the food from our states.
I agree.
California, what is it, San Francisco, they're not going to do business with conservative states. Like, we give a damn.
Exactly.
Like, we give a damn. There's a whole world out there that'll buy our product.
Here's the deal, Bill. Okay.
We grow food.
I'm looking at it this way. I think that on election night next year, there's going to be a lot of champagne on the conservative sides, because the prediction right now is that he gets electoral of 351 for Trump.
Well,
he
has raised more money
than
any other president in history,
Bill,
on a reelection. And he's
Bill,
still got how long to go?
I know. Look at the crowds. Look at the crowd and the signs. It says police, women, Hispanics, cops, blacks.
Black
for Trump. It's like, oh my God. There's every
gays for Trump. Gays for Trump is showing up.
The walkaway. Yep, you got it. And you know what? That's why they're crying. There's not enough. You could go out to every linen service in this country. There ain't gonna be enough towels for them to cry on election night, dude. They are gonna soak every towel from here to Cuba. I'm telling you. It's going to be, and girlfriend, go ahead.
A few years back, Linda, we were telling everybody what to look at, what was coming. And you're seeing it. You're seeing it.
Oh, yeah.
We knew
people
that something
had
to come about. According to our Bible, we knew something had to stop the one world order from actually taking total power.
Right.
And then along come Donald Trump, and we were wondering, who's going to stop it? And by gosh, I got to tell you this today. Oh, and the spirit just moved over me. I'm telling you, Donald Trump is what stops the world agenda.
I hope so.
God
I'm praying
Donald
for
Trump.
So the other thing is we're going to get lots of champagne, and my girlfriend, we're going to get lots of food and popcorn and stuff. and we're going to make our beds real cozy, because whatever happens on election night, if it's 2 a.m. till we get the results, we're going to be pretty well faced, and nobody's getting in any cars going anywhere. We're just going to hang out at the house. So that's what we're planning on doing.
The last election, I remember Chad and I sat up almost all night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then then when Trump won, if anybody was asleep, we woke him up.
Absolutely. You know what? All those idiots on all those fake news channels, and there's a bunch of them. I mean, CNN and PMSNBC is just the beginning of the tip of the iceberg. The other ones, you got the ABCs, the CBS, you know, the ABC and all the rest of this nonsense. Oh, my, the New York Slimes, which isn't even worthy of wrapping fish anymore. You've got the Washington Compost. You got every other Politico. You got the Guardian, all that nonsense. NPR, it's just crap. I mean, it is just propaganda and Pravda on any day. They lie through their teeth. Nobody tells the truth. I was listening today because they had a press conference, and I believe Scalise was talking. And then I think it was, oh, God, what's his name? Was it McClintock? It could have been McClintock. I can't remember. Or maybe it was Kevin McCarthy, whoever the whip is. Anyway, so, and then these idiot reporters who are just pure Stalinists, they're so stupid and so indoctrinated. They're all talking. This one idiot brought, if I was there to answer her question, they would have had to bleep me several times because I would have gone off on that C word. She says, well, there's just countless times and page after page of all the lies Trump's told. And I would have said, name me one lie, Missy, you stupid Marxist, evil B-I-T-C-H, I swear to God. They probably would have had to muddle me. I can't
like
stand
can
it.
Keep your health, like you can keep your health care.
And how many?
Like
what?
Bullshit. I mean, I could go. There, you don't want me to go on the Democrat side about lies because we'd be here for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, no.
That's the whole
thing. He's not told any lies.
They are screaming things, and when you get to really looking and examining, you realize that they're screaming, claiming the other side is doing what they are doing, trying to blame the other side for.
It's called projection. It's very Alinsky, very Marxy. It's all Stalin. Come on. Lenin did it. I'm sure Trotsky did it. Look, this is who these people are. They can't win by not cheating and not padding the rolls and getting the idols to vote. You know damn well that's what's been going on for how long. And this is why they do their progressive stuff. I mean, back when I think it was Lyndon Baines Johnson, that schmuck, and you want to talk about scandals? Believe me, there have been people who have been on the inside and have told the tales and done the whistleblowing on Lyndon Baines, said that he was worse womanizer than even JFK, if you can believe that. And I guess that could be true because he was such an a-hole from day one. I mean, it's just ridiculous how they lie and they suck up the Kool-Aid. And this woman, I remember Karen was telling me this today. This is over here in Commie Mexifornia here in Southern California. And she was upset about people signing a petition to recall Gavin Newsom, who's another, you know, piece of work. And she says, oh, no, so we can get some damn Republican and ruin the state. My sister dropped her teeth and she just started laughing at her. She says, oh, wow, you're sucking the Kool-Aid. Anyway, and then she walked away from her. If it had been me, I would have said, you mean worse than it has been done in the last 8 to 12 years by the demon rats and this autocratic confederacy? I guess you're happy with all this totalitarian communist nonsense. You are living in a confederacy. You don't even have a choice. You know, I mean, I would have laid into her.
The legal taxpayers are fleeing California, like, oh my God. And that's because,
you know what?
I mean, what do you got? How many new taxes has Newsom got in the pipeline?
Oh God.
Besides
I'll give you an example.
What's your gas, Linda? What's your gas there?
It's $3.89. Yeah, I know. So they're doing it on purpose to us. It's horrible.
$2.29.
I know. And it was $2.05 last week in Dallas. I know. So here's the other part. If I was there, I would have looked at her and said, you know what? You deserve this tyranny. You're that stupid. You are living in a very tyrannical, unfree state. You deserve it. Stay here. Please stay in this hellhole. Do not bring your libtard bullshit to another state and try to destroy it. Because, you know, I mean, I don't know where these people
are. Linda, they are. They've got their organization in states like Indiana and others, and they're trying to undermine it and just to get into there.
And Texas,
But we saw just a few weeks ago, where was that, Louisiana? The Democrats got their butts handed to them.
Yep.
But the media ain't telling you about it. Media's keeping that hush-hush because they lost everything. Did they win anything?
Nope. And everywhere he goes, it's happening. Everywhere he speaks. And you know what? It's going to keep going, Bill.
Not just
He's
in our country,
win.
But around the world. Not just in our country, but around the world.
I know. I'm worried about this country. I'm worried about my declaration that tells me. I'm worried about my Bill of Rights that the actual states were the ones who pushed for that. It wasn't even the federal people. It was the federalists and the states. They said, damn well, we're not going to sign this Constitution.
One of the best moves that could ever be made is the United States needs to withdraw from the UN and tell the UN to get the hell out of our country, and we're not to give the UN another dime.
Yep.
It's funny, how many countries is in the UN?
I don't know.
And we got to pay one-fourth of the bill.
I know.
And then the UN just makes, who was it, Venezuela, they made on the Human Rights Council?
Mm.
Yeah. This is how sick the UN is. It has overserved its purpose. Their UN Agenda 2030 should be shoved up their rear ends. And
I know.
They should be dealt with as harshly as they could be by laws.
I can't stand the UN. They're bad. And you know who else internally is bad for our country? The CIA. I mean, we could go down the list, but that's on my list because that's where...
Well, the CIA has been involved in starting I don't know how many damn wars and stuff throughout their history.
Let me tell you what else they've done.
I actually know a couple of guys that have worked in the CIA. I've had firsthand descriptive talks about their actions and what they've been doing and this and that. And I got to tell you, at one time, and you probably got it right now, you got a fight going on inside the CIA within itself. The same as you do the Justice Department, the FBI, and all these. We've got fights in there because there are good people in there. And
but
they're
you know
trying
what?
To fight against this, but you they're know, being squashed.
No, here's the problem. When you have a CIA that assassinates a sitting president like Kennedy, and that's who I think did it, when you have the CIA go literally with Brennan and Clapper going after Donald way back with when Harry Reid was still in the Senate, because I read that book by Greg Jarrett, and I'm telling you, he nailed it. He nailed it from day one all the way through his second book, which I haven't read yet, but I'm sure it's a good one. There's so many out there. But these people... This is a construct of Congress. They should be abolished. This is not in the Constitution. The FBI is not even in the Constitution. The EPA is not in the Constitution. This stuff can be reversed.
Well, the fact is, the CIA is not supposed to be operating within our borders.
Do you think they're going to adhere to that? Until you dismantle them?
Therein is the thing. When they quit going by that and they started checking in on that.
Abolish
when the NSA
it.
Come along, every phone call, every text message
Demolish
that's
it.
Ever been made
Demolish.
Is recorded.
Demolish.
Is recorded.
And get rid of the rid of the Patriot Act while we're at it.
I want to trade George Soros and his family, his sons, to Russia for Eric Snowden, because I believe once Eric Snowden gets back here, he will be exonerated in a court of law, and I just tell the Soroses, you're on your own.
Well, yeah, keep dreaming. It's not going to happen. But I'm telling you, there are ways to do this. And I just found out today
it won't happen for one reason. George Soros owns and controls 80% of the Democrat Party.
Well, yeah, I know. Look, he controls a lot because he's a lackey for the Rothschild.
Barack Obama was George Soros' bitch.
Well, I get that. But I think he's like almost on par with him right now. He's made some goddamn money, you know, with his illegal dealings and all of his, you know, cronyism and everything else and his kissing boots.
He's still far behind George because, see, George is tricky. He's actually getting taxpayer money funded to his organizations to fight us.
Well, I know.
We
those are paying, a lot of people.
We are paying the opposite side to fight us.
I get
we
it.
We see this money laundering. I want to get into
I know.
That for
I know.
A second. Money laundering. No. GM on strike. Teachers go on strike. Well, that's because the last election and in these midterms, they have spent every dime they had. They're $10 billion in the hole, chasing somebody who's over $300 million ahead. They got to find another way to get money. So they go out and they start striking, raise the wages, raise the dues, more money donated to the Democrat Party. That's exactly what it is. The same as with Solyndra.
Oh,
they give Solyndra all that money. They give a fourth of it to the Democrat Party, pay out their high stake
and then
investors.
They go bankrupt. Yeah.
And then they go bankrupt.
I know.
Planned Parenthood gets what, $250, $300 million a year from the taxpayers, turns around and gives $45 million of it to the Democrat Party. That is money laundering.
I do believe, I just found out from the Convention of States today, I'm trying to remember which one, I think it was Pennsylvania, which is like really awesome, that they might be the 16th state to go into convention. So once we get 20 or even 22 states, you watch people like Piglosi and Schumer start quaking in their boots even more. Because we get 34, we're gonna have their butts.
I got news for all these Democrats that are wishing harm on Donald Trump. You better pray that nobody messes up and touches him. Because I got news for all the Democrats. Somebody hurts Donald Trump, it ain't your minions on the streets we're coming after. We're coming after you people sitting in the Congress and the Senate and the state houses and everything else. Because you will be the ones that were behind this.
All of it.
That happened. You will be held responsible. Never doubt that. Lock yourself in your underground things. We'll just weld your asses in there and never let you out.
That's what Patrick Rohrbach says. He's waiting for it. He says, oh, God, I'd love to see that day. He says, man, we'll fix them good because we'll seal them up and probably pump some cyanide into it. Oh, more diabolical than I am, but I love it. Anyway, we got about 12 minutes
too
left.
Fast,
I just
too fast. I could name some other chemicals that aren't near as fast and would cause a lot more
pain. But
pain
you
and
know
aggravation.
What? I like the quick stuff just to make sure that the schmucks actually go to where they belong in the old Hades. Did I tell you what I wrote to Gruesome Newsom because he signed 15 illegal, unconstitutional gun laws the other day. Somebody's trying to call me, but I'm not going to get it. So we still have some time left. So I'll tell you what I wrote. I can read it. It's real short, but man, I'll tell you this schmuck. I sent it to his real, let me get it real quick. Okay. In here to, because he was doing this stuff, so I sent it right to his – I can't find the damn thing. Anyway, executive order, European Congress. Let's see. Charlie, nope.
You know, I was hoping to have this guy call in today, Don Gambrell. I've been talking to Don. We're going to be going to the Trump rally together. But in 2006, it was Don Gambrell and I that started our little group. Don Gambrell was the one who designed the flyer that put tens of thousands of illegals in four counties. Don and I worked together on that. We still work together. We still help iFire, which is a great organization out of northern Indiana with Cherie Calabro and Greg Servant and many other good people there. You know, we're not big time peoples, but in our little different community, we can get in and get a voice out. That's what it's going to take. If
okay,
we're
here's
all talking,
what.
And I think Don and I are going to go into a little deal together again, and we're going to kind of do a Project Veritas kind of stuff.
Good. Here's what I wrote to this idiot. I said, I truly pray that the people of this state are able to successfully recall you. Your radical, unconstitutional, and anti-gun laws you recently signed need to be eradicated. I know all about your progressive family ties, your relationship with Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the crime bosses et al. Progressivism leads to tyranny every single time. You and your ilk are pure evil. I guess it's all part of your diabolical plan to get all the conservative, God-loving, normal people out of California. It's working. I can hardly wait to get out of here. It won't come soon enough for me, but you rotten SOBs will be serving eternity in a place that will make your phony global warming feel like an upstate New York snowstorm. And I sent it, that bastard. Huh? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when God comes back, it will.
You see, they're trying to downplay it, but there is a movement, a religious movement going on like none I've ever seen.
And you know what else? Every evangelical on TV, on Fox, has said every evangelical is going to vote for Donald Trump again, and even more so. So I think the crying cow better be there.
I attend a little church over here, and I'll tell you what, Donald Trump is a loved man.
I bet we get almost 90% of them, because we had at least 83 to 86% last year.
Last election.
So.
That was the unsung number that the Democrats hadn't counted on.
Right.
They didn't count
be more.
That. They
There's
figured,
be more.
They figured it was going to be somewhere between 20-23% of evangelicals would even show up to vote, and it was 83%.
It's going to be better this time.
They did not see that coming, so they weren't set up to counter that.
Good. Well, know what? It's going to be more.
They're trying to counter that now, because who's going to be monitoring voting in the Muslim communities?
Here's the deal, Bill. It don't matter. It's all going to backfire. When you look at the numbers at his rallies and you see all those signs, and you know that when you got people who are dead on, like Billy Graham, or not Billy, but the other one, his son, Graham, and all of these people coming out, all these evangelical pastors are saying that even more people are coming out this time. Yes, everybody's coming out more and more. And then you got all the Hispanics standing there and New Mexico. I mean, they're all with their signs, Hispanics for Trump. I mean, it was beautiful. He's going to get them, Bill.
31% of the people, 31% of the attendees at the rally in New Mexico were Democrat. 26% at the rally that they just had in Dallas was Democrat. Yep. They're losing their own base.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They are losing their own base.
And you know what? Good.
Because of their
praise God. Yep. No, they're hubris. Because, as my girlfriend said the other day, your ego is not your amigo. And that's true, but they don't know that because they're stupid. They're as dumb as Don Lemon or worse. And they don't get it because they're hubris. Got the mitwit. Look at that idiot. He thinks he's a demigod. I hate it. And they're all the same. Mitwit, Tiglar, Schumer, all of them.
In a poll that was just, I can't remember what it was, it was just done in Utah, both Romney and Lee are not looked at very favorable right now, either one of them.
Uh-oh. Well, I like Senator Lee. I've always supported him. He's a constitutionalist.
Yeah, but Linda, look at the stand he's took the last month.
I know.
That
I know.
Turned me against him, like, right now.
There's something,
either,
he's, something
I don't,
went
I don't
wrong
know
there.
If somebody's gotten to him or what.
Yeah.
But he.
I don't know.
I still have never figured out Jeff Sessions.
Oh, that is it. You know what?
No.
Because
when we were fighting illegal immigration in 2006, 7, and 8, Jeff Sessions was our strongest voice out there.
Somebody got to
and
him.
Now
I'm telling you.
And yeah. Somebody's got to him or threatened his family or something.
Yep.
But that's
you know
the
what?
Kind of people you're playing with. I warned everybody the whole time we've been doing this show, there is no low they won't stoop to.
Go to.
There
yeah.
is
no,
nothing,
I know.
Nothing is underhanded. Lies mean nothing. Anything to project their agenda, to protect their agenda. That's the whole thing.
I know.
The ends justify the means.
Right, but here's what, you know, that. I've been watching Glenn because he keeps doing more chalkboards and he does more stuff and uncovering all this stuff. He talks to people he was actually talking to a guy who was one of the whistleblowers or people that was in Ukraine who knows what's been going on. And he got the skinny on the Bidens and everything else. So this guy lives in Ukraine. So Glenn that's actually interviewing them. And then Glenn was saying, because there was a question asked about Attorney General Barr and the IG and everything. And Glenn said at the end of the show, he said, if nothing comes of this and these people aren't indicted and these people don't go to jail and stuff and there's no accountability, then you know just how many people in our country at the helm are dirty and how dirty they are. And that's and I thought, you know what? Glenn's a guy who thinks outside the box, but he tries to go after the truth just like Mark Levin. And that's why I respect both of them, because they do their damn homework. They do their homework.
The Klitschko that is on the Ukrainian in the Ukrainian government, he came flat out and said, "See, lying's not in him to do." He said, and he said,
yep,
the truth is, these people, Biden and them, they're all crooks.
Well, so is Hillary. She's involved in this too with the DNC.
He said Obama was.
Oh yeah. Well, this look, if you go back, because all this stuff started, he was still in office and he was helping with the unmasking and the Susan Rice and the what's the other one? I can't remember the names of all of them. Samantha Power, and there's another Yates and all these bad people, and you're dealing with the agencies. And he was 2 weeks before he left office. He had 17 agencies. He just unleashed their power of unmasking because he knew he was setting this up to help Hillary and get rid of Trump from the get-go. That was just before he left office.
One of our biggest assets was the death of Maurice Strong. Strong was on every world organization there was.
Yep.
Maurice Strong came up with the idea of global warming to take control. Maurice Strong went to China and was teaching China how to manipulate their currency.
Oh, my God.
But he's dead now. And George Soros was a pawn to Maurice Strong.
Yeah. I know. I mean, I get it. Look, all these guys, the same people.
No relation.
All these people who have been involved, I mean, Maurice Strong was an oil magnate person from Canada. All these people are involved in energy in one sort or another. And I know Soros was with when Glenn Beck uncovered it way back in 2010 or whatever.
In Brazil?
Yes.
Is it Brazil?
Yes. Yes.
Petrobras.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where Obama stopped us, we couldn't drill in 500 feet of water.
Oh,
and across
God.
The Gulf. Petrobras was drilling in 5,000 feet away.
Thank you. You got it. So I got 2 minutes left. I just want to say thank you guys so much. And the caller, there's somebody in chat right now. I've had a heck of a week.
You know, like I said, I'm only going to do this show for maybe another month. Then I'm going to be going out. And when you hear from me, it'll be because we got something we've uncovered under however we do it.
But you know what, Bill?
Just have to know, Mr. Don Gambrell, between me and Don, you're not going to be able to hide much. We got too many friends in too many places.
Here's what we got. If you want to shut this down, that's fine with me. I would go to Facebook and do a watch party or a live and let everybody know you're going to do it. You know, send it out to everybody, and I'll be on there. I'll do it. I got 90 seconds left. I just want to say thank you guys for all your prayers for me and my mom and my family, because, you know, this is her end time. She's at the window. Her actual birthday is November 22nd. If she even makes it to that, I would be surprised. So God bless you guys. And, you know, it's hard. My mind can wrap around it. My heart never will. So I've been crying all day, but, you know, it's the way it is.
Let me leave you with the Irish in me. When a child is brought into this world, that's when you cry. Because you brought a child into this pitiful place. But when a person passes on in this world, you rejoice. You sing the praises because they went on to be with the Master.
Absolutely. Well, she told me, you know, be happy, because she lost her mother when she was only 13. And she says, I'll be with my mom again. So, you know, that's the way it goes. It comes full circle. And thank you, guys. God bless.
To me, that's my ultimate goal.
God bless
to lay
everyone.
My head at my master's feet and to be able to put my arms around my dad.
Absolutely. Love you guys. God bless all y'all.
Bless you.
And I love you. See you next week. Praise the Lord.
Next week.
Night, night. Love you guys.